Namaskaraha. Once again, I welcome you all to this session. So, each class, it will start off with a prayer. I will send you the prayer, whatever slokam we are reciting, I will send you that once the class is over. And, okay, there seems to be some noise. I will mute all the participants. Just a minute. Okay, I hope I am audible now. Okay, so let's start the class with a prayer. Saraswati namastupyam varade kamarupini vidyarambam karishyami siddhir bhavatu me sada. A small prayer to Goddess Saraswati. May she be with us throughout our learning session and help us with whatever we need. Okay, so I will send you the slokam and the meaning once the session is over. Okay, so I have sent you. Okay, before starting the session, we have now come to that why culture. So we want to know why we need to read Sanskritam. Everyone might have this question. Why Sanskritam is necessary? Why do we need Sanskrit likewise? So maybe it just forward like 4 or 5 reasons why we need to read Sanskrit. First of all, Sanskrit is considered to be the Deva Bhasha. Like all the gods, everyone used to communicate in Sanskrit. And it is the language where all the devas, everyone will, like communication, they have used it. Maybe that is the reason it's called the Deva Bhasha. Next, it is the one of the ancient languages of the world. Two, that is the second reason. Third, once you start learning Sanskrit, you will understand the wisdom of all the scriptures we are learning. So you have Vini, Itihasa, Puranas, everything. And for everything is in Sanskrit. So take Ramayana, Valmiki Ramayana. It is in Sanskrit. All the slokams which are written by Valmiki, it is in Sanskrit. So if you understand the language, then you will come to know. You yourself will start to enjoy. You will understand the wisdom of the scriptures we are reading. So that must be the third reason. Then fourth, it is for few people. Let's take for me all that else. So it is a passion. For my mother, it is a passion. So for many of them, it is a passion. Once you start reading Sanskrit, you will start to enjoy each and everything, and you will attune yourself to that language maybe. So these are the reasons maybe I am able to consider while I think about Sanskrit. Many of you might have many other reasons for why you need to read Sanskrit and why you need to go for spoken Sanskrit, everything. So if there is anything, then you can write to me. If you are reading Sanskrit for any other reason or any, if you think about Sanskrit, if you are able to think of any other reason, then you could just write it to me. Okay. After this, we will move on to the Abhyas Pustakam without any further delay. In the main yesterday, which I sent to you all, there must be one link to go to the Abhyas Pustakam. Right? Hope you all have that Abhyas Pustakam. Is there anyone who does not have this Abhyas Pustakam? Okay, so I hope everyone has Abhyas Pustakam. Kindly open it. I don't have the facility to share my screen because I'm taking from my mobile. So I'm not able to share my screen. So from next class, this won't be a problem. I think I will be sharing you the screen. So let's move on to the first lesson in that Abhyasa Pustakam. So first of all, when we introduce ourselves, this is the first step. Whenever we go, it is the first step. We introduce ourselves. How do we introduce ourselves? Saying, my name is Aishwarya. My name is Brinda. Likewise, my name is Narasimhan. Likewise, we used to introduce ourselves, right? So, while coming to Sanskrit, how you are going to introduce yourself? Introduction. Self-introduction is the first lesson we are going to deal with. So, starting with it. Mama Nama Aishwarya. When we are going to say your name. My name is Aishwarya. Mama Nama Aishwarya. So, if I can get any volunteer. Pranav ji?
Mama okay, Nama.
So, how are you going to?
Mama Nama. Sudhir.
Okay. So, excellent, Sudhir ji. But when we are going to introduce ourselves, in Sanskrit, each and every person, like for male, it is called Pullingaha. For female, it is called Srilingaha. For things, it is called Napumsakalingaha. So when you are introducing yourself for a name, take it Suresh. If the name is Suresh, then in Sanskrit, you are going to call it as Sureshaha. If your name is Sudhir, then you will be calling it as Sudhiraha. If your name is Pranav, you will have to call yourself as Pranavaha, Bharataha, Narasimhaha. If it is lady, you can pronounce it as Renuka, Lakshmihi, Mitra, likewise. So, we will just start off, like each one of you, can you please tell your name? Let's start.
Mama Nama Sudhiraha. Mama Nama Sudhiraha.
Excellent, ji. Thank you. Next.
Mama Nama Abhilashaha.
Excellent.
Mama Nama Bimala.
Sorry, what is your name?
Bimalaha.
Bimalaha, okay. Next.
Mama Nama Narasimhaha.
Thank you, Narasimhan ji. Next.
Mama Nama Ikatwama.
Sorry, Bhavatah Nama Kim? Sorry, who was it?
Mama Nama Gaurava.
Thank you. Mama Nama? Sorry, I'm not able to hear you properly.
It's Gaurava.
Gaurava. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Mama Nama Seshadriyaha.
Seshadriyaha. Okay, ji. Seshadriyaha. Okay. So, are there any more volunteers?
Yeah. Mama Nama Prasannaha.
Prasannaha.
No, please mute it. Somebody, background is coming.
Okay, sorry. I will mute the...
Mama Nama Ishanaha.
Kisha. Okay, ji. Thank you.
Mama Nama Pranavaha.
Pranavaha, okay.
Mama Nama Brinda.
Brinda. Okay, Brinda Bhagini.
Okay.
Next, anyone else? You want to try? You want to introduce yourself? Okay. So, then we are going to introduce ourselves. When we are going to introduce ourselves, we are going to use Mama Nama, right? Okay, so I will give you some examples. If my name is Rama, think my name is Rama. Ramaha, my Mama, I mean, I am Rama. How will you ask me I mean, how will you tell? You should tell like Mama Nama Ramaha. Okay? So, we will have some more session like Sudhir Ji, Sudhir Mahodaya. Consider your name is Krishna. Krishna. How will you tell your name?
Mama Nama Krishna.
Excellent. Any more volunteers who want to try?
Mama Nama Shama Sundaraha.
Mama Nama Krishnaha.
Krishnaha. Consider your name is Bharat. Bharata. So how will you tell?
Mama Nama Bharataha.
Mama Nama Bharataha. Okay. Consider your name is Radha. So how will you tell your name?
Mama Nama Radha.
Mama Nama Radha. So is there anyone else who want to volunteer? Consider my name is Rakesha. So consider your name is Rakesha. So how will you tell?
Mama Nama Rakesha.
Mama Nama. Mama Nama Rakesha. Yes. Okay. Consider your name is Kamakshi. So how will you tell?
Mama Nama Kamakshi.
Very
good.
Okay. So consider my name is your name is Dasharatha. So how will you tell?
Mama Nama Dasharatha.
Dasharatha. Excellent. Your name is Kaikeyi.
Mama Nama
Kaikeyi.
Excellent. Okay. So this is how you are going to introduce yourself. Mama Nama. Okay. So are there any questions or let's move on to the next part?
Let's move on to the next part.
Okay. So when you are going to address of a male, when you are going to ask a male, like what is your name? So how are you going to ask? If you are going to ask a male, you will have to use Bhavataha Nama Kim. Bhavataha Nama Kim. So it is like, what is your name? Right? So when you are going to ask a male, you are going to ask like Bhavataha Nama Kim. Okay. Consider Mama name is Ramaha. So how are you going to ask me what is my name?
Bhavataha Nama Kim.
Yes. Bhavataha Nama Kim.
Nama Kim.
Bhavataha Nama Kim.
Yeah.
Okay. So if it is a lady, you are going to ask her what is her name. So how you will be asking her? You can't use Bhavataha. Bhavataha, it is for male. You are going to ask her Bhavatyaha Nama Kim. So for male, it is Bhavataha. And for female, it will be Bhavatyaha. Okay? So Nama Kim, it is the same. Nama means name. So Nama Kim, it's the same. Only change is Bhavataha Bhavatyaha. So consider my name is Latha. So how are you going to ask me what is my name?
Bhavatyaha
Nama Kim.
Excellent. Bhavatyaha Nama Kim. Okay. So all the ladies like Amuda, Brinda, Amuda ji, can you please volunteer yourself? Can you please tell? Mama Nama Brinda. So Bhavatyaha Nama Kim? Brinda ji?
Bhavatyaha Nama Kim.
Bhavatyaha Nama Kim.
Nama Kim.
ओके मम नाम ऐश्वर्या भवत्याः नाम किम् ऐ एम आस्किंग यू भगिनी बृंदा भगिनी सो मम नाम ऐश्वर्या भवत्याः नाम किम्
मम नाम बृंदा
ओके अमुदा जी अमुदा भगिनी Will you be able to speak? Okay, Chitra. Okay. Renuka Bagini. I will unmute you. Wait.
Mama Nama Chitra.
Okay. Okay, Chitra Bagini, I will ask you. Consider your name is Rama. Rama. So I will ask you. Consider my name is Rama. How are you going to ask me?
Bhavatyaha Namakim.
Yes. Consider Mama name is Dasharati. So how Dasharatihi. How are you going to ask me?
Bhavataha Namakim. Namakim.
Excellent. Okay. Renuka Bhagini. Thank you, Chitra Bhagini. Renuka Bhagini? You can talk. I have unmuted you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So my mama nama Radha. Okay. So how are you going to ask me?
Bhavatyaha nama kim?
Bhavatyaha nama kim?
Bhavatyaha nama kim?
Okay. So mama nama Aishwarya. Bhavatyaha nama kim?
Mama nama Renuka.
Okay. Thank you, Bhagini. Thank you, Renuka Bhagini. I will mute you. Okay. Any other volunteer? Okay. We will do some exercise. Those who want to volunteer can come forward. Okay. So consider my mama nama Kamalaha. So how are you going to ask me? What is my name?
Bhavataha nama kim.
Bhavataha nama kim.
Bhavataha nama kim. Thanks. Bhavataha nama kim. Consider my name is Kamala. So how are you going to ask me what is my name?
Bhavatyaha nama kim.
Bhavatyaha nama kim. Okay. Sorry, there seems to be some disturbance. I just muted. Okay. Okay, so consider my name is Duryodhana. Mama nama Duryodhana. So I'm going to ask you, Bhavataha nama kim?
Mama nama Sutiraha.
You can tell any character. Like male for male, you will be putting aha. For female, as it is, you're going to tell. So, consider someone else. You can tell some name from Purana.
Mama nama Nakulaha.
Mama nama Nakulaha. Okay. Bhavatyaha nama kim? So, tell me a lady name. Now, I'm going to ask you.
Mama nama Draupadi.
Mama nama Draupadi. Excellent. So, Bhavatyaha nama kim? Again. So someone else can.
Mama nama Usha.
Mama nama Usha. Excellent. Again, Bhavatyaha nama kim? Who is going to answer me?
Mama nama Gandhari.
Mama nama Gandhari. Okay. Excellent. So again, Bhavatyaha nama kim?
Mama nama Shakuntala.
Bhavatyaha. It is Bhavataha nama kim?
Mama nama Arjuna.
अर्जुनः मम नाम अर्जुनः मम नाम युधिष्ठिरः हौ आर् यु गोयिङ्ग् टु आस्क् भवतः नाम किम् सो इस् देर् एनी डौट्
Question is why we add in a man name her sound at the end and female sound without that? Is there any reason?
That is a rule.
Yes. Actually, in Sanskrit, as I told you, we have a pullinga, strilinga and napumsakalinga. So for pullinga, for male names, we will have to add aha after that. That is the rule. So when we will be seeing it like one by one after this class we will be seeing in detail.
Okay, thank you.
It will be more clear. Okay, so let's move on to next lesson. Okay, so hope you are all in page 2 in Abhyasa book, Abhyasa Pustakam, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, Udaharanam Drishtva Tadrisha Vakyani Likatu. So, by seeing an example, you will have to write the similar words. So, what is there? Okay. Eshaha Kaha. Okay. So, when a boy or when a male is near you, so how you are going to tell if suppose there is a boy near me. I will tell, Eshaha. So this is a boy. Eshaha Balakaha. Balakaha, that is how you will call a boy. Balakaha. Okay? So when a boy is near me, I will tell, this is a boy. Eshaha Balakaha. When a person is far off, when some call a vriddha, a old person is far off, so what I am going to tell, saha vriddha. Vriddha is old person, old gent. Okay, so eshaha balakaha, for the person who is near me, this is a boy. Saha vriddha, for the person who is far off, that is a old person. That is how I am going to tell. So, eshaha, saha. Eshaha means this. Saha means for the person who is, who is far off. That is a man. This is a boy. That is a boy. This is an old person. Okay? So, we will move on to that page, in the second page of Abhyasa Pustakam. We have few examples. So first is Yeshaha Balakaha. Saha Vriddaha. Okay, before moving on to these, I wanted to know how many of you can read Sanskrit words?
I can.
Is there any? You can. Who is it? Prasannaji?
Sudhiraha.
Sudhirji. Okay.
I can read Seshadri.
Seshadriji. Okay. So, how many of you can't read Sanskrit words?
Brinda.
Okay.
I can't.
Brinda Bhagini. Okay. Is there anyone else? Who is finding difficulty?
Pranav. Gaurav.
Okay, Pranav. Okay, Gaurav. Okay. Okay, ji. These words in Abhyasa Pustakam, it is written in English too. Okay, so now we can somehow manage. But in upcoming classes, I will just make you go through these alphabets. Maybe in the next class or other upcoming classes, I will help you with the aksharas, the alphabets, so that it will be easy for you to go through the Abhyasa Pustakam. Okay? So next class we will see that. for now, kindly adjust with this, whatever you have. Maybe you can read the English words given in the Abhyasa Pustakam. Okay.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Okay. So let's move on to the second, in second page, second sentence. So this is, I mean, Ganesha. Ganesha is near me. And Govinda, Govindaha is far off. So how I'm going to call? Yeshaha Ganeshaha. Saha Govindaha. Okay? Yeshaha Saha. Let's go to the third one. Who is going to volunteer?
Yeshaha Arakshaha.
Arakshataha.
Arakshataha. Arakshakaha. Saha Sainikaha.
Namaste, I am able to hear some kind of noise. I don't know.
Can you mute one by one? You will know where it is. One by one you can. Who was that?
Okay. So, okay. Thank you, Sudhirji. So, Arakshakaha. It is a policeman. So, for policeman, we call as Arakshakaha. Sainikaha is a soldier. Arakshakaha.
We say, Eshaha Arakshakaha. Saha Sainikaha.
Yeshaha Arakshakaha. Saha Sainikaha. Sainikaha, you call for a soldier. Okay?
Soldier, yeah.
Yeah. So, let me give you other examples. Can anyone of you come forward? Okay, I will tell you. Kamal, Kamalaha. Kamalaha is near me. And just a minute. And Ramaha is far off. How will you tell?
Yeshaha Kamalaha. Kamalaha. Saha. Who is far away?
Saha Ramaha.
Saha Ramaha.
Okay. Okay, so Pranavji, can you tell me? So consider, consider Krishna is near you and Gauravji is far off. So how you are going to call?
Eshaha
Krishna. Krishna is near you.
Krishnaha. Saha. Gaurava.
Saha Gaurava. Okay. So, anyone, Narasimhanji, can you just talk?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I have Nakulaha near me and Yudhishthiraha is far off. So, how will you address?
Eshaha Nakulaha, Saha Yudhishthiraha.
Thank you, Ji. Excellent. Okay. So, next, Renuka Bhagini. I will unmute you. Okay, Renuka Bhagini, now you. So, I have a thief is near me. Choraha, you call as thief. Choraha. Okay, Choraha, a thief is near me. And Arakshakaha, a policeman, is far off. How you are going to call, how you are going to address?
Eshaha Choraha, Saha Arakshakaha.
Saha Arakshakaha. Excellent. Okay, now I will mute you. Okay, next. Prasanna Mahodaya. Will you be able to talk? Okay, Prasanna Mahodaya. I have a Surya, Sun. Surya, Suryaha is near me. And far off Jayadrataha. Jayadrataha is far off. It is a name in Mahabharata. So how we are going to tell? Prasanna Mahodaya. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible. I can hear you.
Okay. There seems to be some issue maybe.
I can hear you too.
Okay, Mahodaya. Thank you. Ishan Mahodaya? Ishanji? Okay. So, can you tell? Surya is near me and Jayadrataha is far off. How you are going to address? Ishan Mahodaya? Yeshaha Suryaha Saha Jayadrataha. Yes. Okay, Ishan Mahodaya. Maybe you can try next time. Sheshadriji? Can you unmute yourself?
I am unmuted.
Okay. So, who you are? Sumantra is near you. And
yes,
Dasharatha is far off. So, how you are going to address?
Yeshaha Sumantraha. Saha Dasharatha.
Dasharatha. Excellent, ji. Excellent. Chitra Bhagini, can you unmute yourself?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so now, Narasimhaha is near. Narasimhaha is nearby. And far off you have Krishnaha. So how you're going to address?
Eshaha Narasimhaha, Saha Krishnaha.
Krishnaha. Okay. So now, are you saying something? I'm not able to hear.
Are you there? Hello?
Yeah, I think we cannot hear, ma'am.
I think looks like she is not online or on call. Even we are not able to hear madam. Yes, we can now.
Yes, we can hear you.
Sorry, I muted myself. I didn't know that. I was talking to Bimalji. Okay. So, Vimalji, we have Vasishtha near you. You have Vasishtha near you, and Vishwamitra is far off. How are you going to tell?
Sorry, can you repeat?
Vasishtha is near you, and Vishwamitra is far off.
Eshaha Vasishtha, Saha Vishwamitra.
Saha Vishwamitra. Okay, thank you. Is it your time? Next, Brinda Bhagini.
Yeah. So,
Now we have Sumantra. You have Sumantra near you, and you have Bharata. Bharata, so how are you going to tell?
I could not hear properly. Could you please repeat?
You have Bharata near you, and you have Shatrughna far off. So you are going to address?
Eshaha Bharat Aha. Saha, I could not hear that name.
Shatrughna.
Okay.
Shatrughna.
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 Even now also, I could not hear.
Shatrughnaha, Shatrughnaha, Saha Shatrughnaha.
Shatrughnaha, okay.
Okay, Shatrughnaha, thank you.
Saha Shatrughnaha, okay.
Amda Bhagini. Amda Bhagini, please mute yourself. Prasanna Mahoday, can you get it? Am I audible now?
Yes, you are audible. Yes.
Okay. So again, we will come to the same example, Ganesha and Gomaha. So how are you going to address?
Eshaha, Ganeshaha, Saha, Govindaha.
Saha, Govindaha. Excellent. Okay, Prasanna Mahoday. Okay. So Arachakaha and Sainikaha. So Sainikaha is nearby. And Arachakaha is far. So how are you going to address? Ishan Mahoday.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, Ishanji, yes, you are audible. We are able to hear you.
Sorry, I was not able to hear. Could you repeat?
Okay, Sainikaha is nearby, Arachakaha is far off.
Okay. Eshaha Sainikaha, Saha Arachakaha.
Saha Arachakaha. Dhanyavad. Please mute yourself. Thank you. So, Krishna. Krishna ji. I have unmuted you. So now is nearby and Balaka is far off. How are you going to do this? Buddha is nearby. Eshaha
Chora, Eshaha Arachaha.
Arachaka is far off, you're going to ask Saha.
Saha
Arachaka. Okay. So I think all of you got a chance. Okay. So let's move on to next lesson. I hope there is no doubt. Okay. So in the same, it's moving to the second half. Okay, if you're going to, a lady is near, and if a lady is far off, say, Sita and Sandhya. So, Sita is nearby, and Sandhya is far off. So, we are going to tell as, Yesha, Sita, Sa, Sandhya. So, when you're going to address a male, it will be, Yeshaha Saha. When you're going to address a female, it will be Yesha Sa. Yesha Sita.
Ma'am, sorry, your voice is breaking, ma'am, for me. I'm not sure if it's for everyone, but it has been breaking for 5 minutes now.
Okay, so for everyone, it is breaking. My voice is breaking.
For me
also
Thank you.